and indignation his words had created. "That a boy should speak in council," old Ugluk was mumbling. "Shall the babes in arms tell us men the things we shall do?" Masuk demanded in a loud voice. "Am I a man that I should be made a mock by every child that cries for meat?" The anger boiled a white heat. They ordered him to bed and threatened that he should have no meat at all, and promised him sore beatings for his presumption. Kish's eyes began to flash and the blood to pound darkly under his skin. In the midst of the abuse, he sprang to his feet. "Hear me, ye men," he cried. "Never shall I speak in the council again. Never again till the men come to me and say, 'It is well, Kish, that thou should speak. It is well and it is our wish. Take this now, ye men, for my last word. Bok, my father, was a great hunter. I too, his son, shall go and hunt the meat that I eat. And be it known now that the division of that which I kill shall be fair, and no widow nor weak one shall cry in the night because there is no meat, when the strong men are groaning in great pain for that they have eaten overmuch. And in the days to come there shall be shame upon the strong men who have eaten overmuch."